I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's bring in a familiar name. I just like getting his take on things. There's certain guys that I just like conversing with because when I get their take on it, I feel more enlightened. And that was the case certainly with both Jerry's. The only guy that I like getting stuck in traffic jams for were Dave Lee and John Williams when they'd be in drive time, you know, and he'd be telling a story and I'd be laughing out loud in the car. And he's returned, of course, to his roots in Chicago. But you'd start telling a story and it would be a take and you'd think, ah, that's kind of what I thought of it too. Okay, let's start with. I want to tell you what's different around here since you left.
Okay.
You think you're just the guest here, right? No.
Yeah.
You are now coming to us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline.
Wow.
Yes, that's one thing that's happened.
Since you left. How about that?
Yeah. Put that one in your pipe, buddy.
Well, I don't know what you're about to say, but I never laughed harder at the radio than I did listening to you. And I just thought, oh, my God, this guy has got, like, a very weird, informed, funny personality. Has anything changed, Mike?
You should have just stopped at weird and we've been fine. How are things? I mean, I don't know. Is being in Chicago like being in Minnesota, only it's a bigger city right now? Is it all the same? What does it feel like?
You know, it's funny because I was thinking about putting some folks on that you and I know from around the Midwest, St. Louis, Chicago, Minneapolis, et cetera, and go, okay, what are you guys experiencing?
Yeah.
So I don't know how different it is here than it is there. I know that last night our mayor closed all liquor sales after 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Because we're kind of shut down like you guys are. I think we were ahead of you on the shutdown. We were ahead of Wisconsin on the shutdown, you know, the stay-at-home orders.
Yeah.
But people were then buying their liquor and hanging out at packaged liquor stores in some neighborhoods, and they said, you can't be doing that. So the entire lakefront of Lake Michigan in Chicago, which is, you know, that's our lakes, they closed that down. They closed down the riverfront. They closed down, you know, all the businesses that aren't deemed necessary. And then they said packaged liquor stores, even at the grocery stores where we sell it, nobody can buy liquor after 9 because you all are hanging out there. They're like so focused on making sure that people aren't, you know, congregating too closely. Our day, Mike, I don't know what it was in Minnesota, but our day was the 7th a couple of days ago. We were supposed to be back out.
Yeah.
And then they said, no, it's going to be the end of the month. So yeah. May 1st is now. What's your day?
May 4th right now.
Really? May 4th?
Yeah, it was as of yesterday. Yeah, May 4th right now. So, you know, they talk about the crime-infested Chicago. Does that get exacerbated during this or less because you can't afford to be on the street because you can get stopped anytime for anything?
Yeah, there's nobody to beat up.
Yeah.
I mean, really, the crime has really dropped.
It has,
which,
okay.
You know, is almost beside the fact now. I mean, it's terrible. I think every time you call me, it's because somebody got shot. But
yeah.
Fewer people are getting shot right now. You know, there are fewer crimes in Chicago because... although I will say this, in Chicago, I don't know, is it like this in St. Paul and Minneapolis? But it sure is like this in Chicago and Louisiana. Less than a third of the population in Chicago is black.
Right.
70%+ of the deaths of COVID-19 are African American.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you? It's like people that don't have access to health care, they don't have money, they don't have the wipes, they don't have Purell. They have maybe had lingering health care conditions.
More public transportation, perhaps?
Mike, that's it. They got to ride the train and the bus. And by the way, they're still working because they can't work at home. They're in service jobs. So the proportion of people that are getting sick or are literally dying because of COVID-19, much higher in the African-American population. Our mayor is this diminutive you know Lori Lightfoot. She's gay. Yeah. She's black. She's
watched her the other night on TV, yeah.
She's tough. She is tough. She literally yesterday was out canvassing neighborhoods, breaking up parties.
Really?
Yeah.
Saying go home, huh?
Crazy. Absolutely. I mean, you know, here's what happened. St. Paul's a big town for, and Minneapolis is too, St. Patrick's Day, and it's huge in Chicago. They dye the river green.
Ever since Harrison Ford made that movie, man, that's the iconic spot for the St. Patrick's Day parade.
That was the line in the sand for us in Chicago. So they said, okay, everybody, chill. We didn't have the lockdown orders yet, and that's Tuesday the 17th. Back it up a couple days, that's Saturday. That's the big party day in Chicago where they dye the river green. People were packing the bars. It was party time for a lot of neighborhoods. Yeah. It was down. It wasn't a big deal in the city, but it was still busier than it should be. And that's the day the governor of Illinois said, we're done. Stores are closed, you know, unless you're essential service, which is pretty broad, but still essential services only. And so we've been kind of hunkered down since the Saturday before St. Patrick's Day. How about you? When did you guys kind of close
it up? So let's see now. March 13th was Friday. And on the 13th, they canceled. This is kind of, in my mind, the way this works, right? The dominoes.
Yeah, right.
Right? The Big Ten tournament gets canceled. And then the state basketball tournament, girls tournament got canceled, and the section for boys, they said, it's over, your seasons are done, there's going to be no state tournament for you. And that I say that because I think for a lot of people that week, that's when everybody said, okay, we're wiped out here, this everything's going away. And of course Rudy Gobert had come into play on the basketball side of things, and you could just see then, you kind of braced yourself because every press conference you knew you know, what was coming next. It was not going to be good. It was going to be another shutdown and send us back. And then, obviously, it started with the restaurants. And, you know, Nicollet Mall is just kind of weird. You know, that's where I work in TV, and that's where my studio is right now because of that.
Are you guys all in different places?
Yeah. And I'm doing my radio show right now and always now from TV because they have a studio set up and I have to do TV tonight anyway. But everybody else is at home.
So I go downtown every day still, but in this big building we're in, there's maybe eight people on our floor. The traffic person, the sports guy, the weather person, they're all at home or different places. You know, there's an engineer, me, a producer. And then the lights are out in the whole building. It's crazy.
Oh, isn't that weird?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, they said you can do your show from your home. But I got a dog. And Daisy, our Dizzy Dapple Dachshund, she's, like, barking all the time. I'm like, 4 hours I would be on with my dog barking all the time. I don't know. I don't want to do that. So, and by the way, they clean our studios pretty well. I mean, there's a service crew. And I thought, I probably have more exposure going to the grocery store than I do to work, you know? Yeah.
And I mean, I consider us kind of lucky because it does break up the day nicely, too. I don't like to brag about that. I don't like to advertise it, but it does kind of break up a day.
I know people who have literally not gone out for 4 weeks.
I know.
One of my producers, I mean, I really only have, I have one producer, but my producer, they sent home, so she works from home. We got to have somebody in the building, those screening calls, so temporarily I have two. And the producer at home, she's not been outside her house.
Oh. Well, I mean, you know, the state of Illinois has been in such tough economic shape, and I know that this is probably a question they don't want to broach right now because they don't know what the damage is yet. But what's the assessment going forward of a state that was struggling, to stay flush to begin with?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, we'll see it when it all flushes out. But think of it this way: the hotel occupancy rate, it's normally around 90%, and we're coming into a busy month for us, spring, summer. 90, 92%, 5% of the hotel rooms have been full. You wonder who's even in those things, but some people got to move about. They took McCormick Place, the great big convention center where they have the auto show and stuff like that, and they've turned that into a kind of a triage hospital now. The Army Corps of Engineers put that up. I just talked to those people today, and they said next week they're going to start transferring people that have the virus but aren't critical into the convention center.
Have you, as your leadership overall, you mentioned the mayor, and I don't know how your, as your governor, he's been on a lot, and obviously he's fought with the feds and all that stuff, most governors have, but have they gotten high marks locally from the people they serve, or how have they done?
They have, Mike. And by the way, are you noticing that? Like, I don't know how they're resonating outside of Chicago, but you've heard that our governor is fighting with the president?
Yeah.
How's your
response?
Yes,
for sure. And you know, so many governors are, you know, I have a theory that, you know, the governors have to do that to, you know, that's almost a yin and yang that's predictable because.
Yeah.
Right. They've got to say, hey, I'm only worried about Illinois or Minnesota and screw the federal people, blah, blah, blah. So I think it's a good play by them. But his name comes up more often, you know.
It's funny, though. You know, he's the richest elected official in the country.
Is he really?
Pritzker, yeah, he's a billionaire, too. He's got more money than Trump.
Wow.
So some people say, oh, well, that's, you know, it's tit for tat.
Yeah.
A lot of us are thinking, I don't care what your politics or your money are, shut up, because you're not going to win bullying Donald Trump. Just, like, play nice and get the whatever you can get for the state. So there's some frustration with our governor along those lines, but otherwise, he gets high marks. The mayor, this Lori Lightfoot of Chicago, gets high marks. I presume you guys are doing pretty well along those lines.
Yeah, Governor Walz has probably done very well for himself, I think. He's got daily press conferences that are really data-driven, and he's erring on the side of caution, to be sure. But when you hear him, there's a sense of confidence, and there's a sense of, this ain't about me, this ain't about, this is, I'm basing this on boom, boom, and boom. And
you guys feel, I was asking Susan about this off the air, Mike. I mean, you know, I turn on the TV and I always see somebody from Mayo Clinic on. You guys must feel pretty good between the U and Mayo.
Plus, we got 3M then, making all those masks now, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
there probably is some comfort there, I think, whether it matters or not, you know, locally, I don't know, but there probably is some comfort there. And because we don't have dense population here like you do in Chicago and mass transit the same way, we've done really well in terms of mathematical numbers, you know?
Really, really. Well, it seems like Minnesota's always ahead of any curve. Like when I came to Illinois, we had a $2 billion deficit. You guys had a $2 billion surplus. what's happening to the businesses in Minnesota then?
They're just like everywhere. Everybody's holding on for their life. Happy as heck that there's, for the unemployed, that there's a bridge here maybe to get them through it. But everybody's scared and nervous and, you know, obviously, I work in the sports industry. So many unknowns there as to how you're going to recoup this money and how many employees can you lay off and does that make a difference? But I got two CCO nuggets here before I let you go.
Okay.
I'm going to do them one at a time. Mike Lynch.
I thought you were going to call me and ask me about the game of horse that in the NBA is going to play and you guys want Zach LaVine back, but go ahead.
You keep Zach. Mike Lynch, after 40 years, retired today. You worked with him many years and in two different stints at CCO.
Two stories about Mike Max. They're not even stories. They're just
Mike
footnotes.
Lynch.
They're longer stories. Yeah, you're Mike Max, Mike Lynch. One was when shortly after I got there, the state set the record temperature for the lowest cold temperature ever. And I'm like, wow, Mike, that's amazing. He goes, yeah, I'm going there. I go, what do you mean? He goes, no, I'm going to go up there. I'll call in. But it wasn't enough to just like say, hey, we're here and I'm the guy, I can tell you about it. He gets in his car, goes up there. And then he was not only, where was it? It wasn't International Falls.
I think it was in Barris, Minnesota.
Yeah.
It was Tower.
Oh, Tower, Minnesota. Okay.
Yes. So then he goes, no, I'm going to find the low spot. So now he's traipsing around and finds the coldest spot and the coldest place on earth. It was like 1,000 below zero. And then he called in. I mean, it's what are we going to do except take his word for it? But that was Mike's dedication to his business. And then when that dude started running the marathon, I mean, what the hell, Mike? Just like anything that Mike did, he did for WCCO, he did for Minnesota, and he was all in. God bless him.
Absolutely. Now, 2 weeks, but the last Sunday sports huddle that we did, because we've been preempted until further notice, was March 15th, and it was Sid Hartman's 100th birthday. He did a show on his 100th birthday. How do you explain Sid Hartman to anyone in Illinois? If you were going to go on tomorrow and say, I want to tell you about this guy I used to work with, how would you explain him?
I have. I mean, I literally talked about Sid that the next day.
Did you?
And yeah. I mean, God bless him. And I mean, he's forget about broadcasting. He's a remarkable human. So I said, we have a guy at our radio station who's in his 80s. He does Orion Samuelson's his name. He does agribusiness. He is the Sid Hartman, if you will, of agribusiness in Illinois.
Yep.
Orion Samuelson. And Orion's been at our station for 60 years, and wow. I think he's about 90, and he's going great guns. I said, okay, there's a guy doing sports every day 10 years from now in Minnesota. I mean, can you believe that? And, of course, nobody can. Yeah. They can't even believe we got Orion.
Yeah.
But you guys have Sid. It's a great fortune for Chad and Sid and all of you to have something like that. This is nothing like that.
No. Nothing like you either, and I miss you, and I miss you when I talk to you, but it's always fun to visit with you, and I thank you for it because you just give me a kind of a sense of peace about it, and I appreciate that very much.
So if you had one guy in the NBA game of horse, who do you pick?
To shoot?
Well, it's horse.
Reddick, Philadelphia.
Really? You're not going to take Steph?
Nope.
Not going to take Harding?
Nope. That's just based on watching these guys warm up.
Okay, man. Stay well, Mikey. Call me anytime.
Thanks, John. John Williams, nice stuff to join us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.